It was not always easy for Jesus to yield and do His Father's will. Our children need to learn what it means to say, "Your will be done." Our children probably will not be asked to make painful sacrifices, although it may seem like it to them that they are being asked. Nevertheless, children must learn to say, "Not as I will, but as you will," and especially when they are young, this is understood in light of God's commandment, "Honor your father and mother," Exodus 20:12. So what does it mean to honor them? Paul gives the New Testament version of this commandment, saying, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord," Colossians 3:20. If children are to obey their parents in everything, they will have to submit their wills often and say, "Your will be done." If God has blessed you with docile kids, obedient and eager to please, this will be no problem for them. But if God has given you strong-willed children, you can expect major battles as they attempt to see how much and how often they can get their own way. But God's command doesn't suddenly become just good advice, even though many children continually test the limits to see just how much give there is. You will often be on your knees in prayer because of a strong-willed, insistent child, and you will repeatedly ask the Lord to cause your child to yield. You also have reason to pray that God will show you new and effective forms of discipline to help your child understand the benefits of obedience. In training your children to be obedient, you are instilling habits in them that will have a lifelong benefit. The full text of Exodus 20:12 is, "Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." In learning to obey their parents, your children are learning to obey God. And God promised the Israelites that if they obeyed Him and kept His commands, He would bless them and keep them in the promised land. If they disobeyed, however, He would cast them out. God bless you as you find a balance between prayer and discipline and train up your children in the way they should go. Then, when they are old, they will stand a much better chance of not departing from it. Proverbs 22:6. Father, I understand how difficult it can be to yield to your will because sometimes I too have problems surrendering what I want to do. Make me more obedient to you so that I can, in turn, require obedience from my children. Help them, Lord, not to be stubborn and willful, but to be yielded to your Spirit in all areas. God, if this is to be a contest of wills between me and a strong-willed child, help me resist weakness but remain strong in you. In Jesus' name, amen.